Welcome to the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueArmory.com. And today is January 29th, 2008. Of course, today we had the Florida primary. And just to recap the results that have come out so far, right now we have 75% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side as well as the Democrat side. Of course, the Democrats, it doesn't mean anything because they're not getting any delegates to their convention based upon the fact that they moved their primary up and all this other stuff. So the Democrat side of it really doesn't mean much. But we'll go over all the results. First, let's go over the Republicans since that's actually what matters. A lot of the major news networks have called the race for John McCain. Right now he has 35% of the vote. He's followed by Mitt Romney with 31% of the vote, followed again by Rudy Giuliani with 14% of the vote. Mike Huckabee trails him with 13%. And then we have Ron Paul with 3% of the vote, coming in fifth place. So that's the Republicans. The Democrats, with 75% of the precincts in as well. You have Hillary Clinton with 49% of the vote, Barack Obama with 32% of the vote, John Edwards with 14% of the vote, and then you have a few others, I guess, with 3%. I think Mike Gravel actually got some votes in there. But either way, the Democrat side of it doesn't matter. So what does this mean? What does the results of the Republican side of the Florida primary mean for the general election going forward from here? What I believe this means is that we're going to see Rudy Giuliani drop out. There's a report that just came out. It was posted on the DrudgeReport.com talking about how he's probably going to be dropping out and he's going to endorse John McCain. And it seems like the establishment is getting behind John McCain. That's who they're going to run up against Hillary Clinton in the general election. And, of course, he's going to be the loser to Hillary Clinton. And that seems to be what is shaping up here. You know, I was surprised that Ron Paul only got 3% of the vote, but considering all the shenanigans with these voting machines, I mean, I saw literally dozens of news reports on the newswire talking about all sorts of problems with the electronic voting machines in Florida. I mean, Rush Limbaugh even mentioned that he had a problem casting his vote on his syndicated radio show earlier today. You know, that's how crazy these machines are. I mean, these machines, what we need to do with these things, we need to take these electronic voting machines and we need to throw them in a dumpster. All right? We need to take a baseball bat to them. Or hell, give them to the military and let them use them as target practice. You know? Take them out to a 240 Bravo range and just light them up. These things are useless. And there's also another report that came out that apparently Diebold, or whatever they're called now, I know they're called another term for their electronic voting, their electronic voting systems company, whatever it's called, their subsidiary. I forget it offhand. I'll look it up at the break. But they actually came out with an advisory saying that there were certain problems with the voting machine. You know, and with all software, with all hardware, you have patches, you have fixes that come out. And that's why these electronic voting machines should not be involved in the electoral process. It seriously undermines the entire process as a whole. So we just need to get rid of them. But anyway, we'll be back on our side. I'm going to cover this electronic voting machine business as well as the Florida primary and lots of our news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about the Florida primary results. We're going to be talking about these electronic voting machines. I mean, these electronic voting machines are just crazy, and they should all be destroyed as far as I'm concerned. Take them and put them in a dumpster. You know, I'm sick of seeing all these stories about how these electronic voting machines are complicating the process. And clearly, I mean, we know all about all the security flaws of these electronic voting machines. I mean, for Pete's sake, I work in information technology. I know, just judging from the systems I work with on a daily basis, they break. The software is unreliable oftentimes. So the fact that you would actually put these electronic voting machines into a political process to elect our representatives is completely and totally insane. We need to go back to a paper ballot. We need to get rid of these machines. And that's really the only sane solutions that can really help to resolve the problems that we're having with our elections. You know, just get rid of these damn machines. Go back to a paper ballot. I mean, this isn't rocket science. And all this came about because the Help America Vote Act. Yeah, the Help America Vote Act. Because you had all those news reports with people looking at the hanging chads and everybody saying, well, this is ridiculous. We need a solution. So, as usual, the New World Order comes in and they provide a phony solution in which they sell out the whole electoral process to corporate interest. And I looked up what the name of the company is called now, Premier Election Solutions. Isn't that funny? Premier Election Solutions. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And as I said in the first segment, Rush Limbaugh reported that he had problems with the touchscreen voting system. It froze up while he was attempting to vote. I mean, these systems are designed for fraud. And then there's all sorts of other news reports. Yeah, one from, where is this, MSNBC. Let me see what else we have here. I have a few of them on my website. Let me just scan through all these. Palm Beach Post had R1. There was an R1 from a number of Local 6, local6.com, a TV station down there. few other TV stations, a bunch of newspapers. There's too many to even go over. Suffice to say, there were countless problems with these voting machines across the state and all sorts of electoral problems. And just do a Google search for it, and you'll be able to find all of them. So these machines have got to go. I've been saying this ever since I started this show on RBN, that we need to get rid of these things. You know, because this software, this hardware, is completely unreliable, and it was designed to be that way. It's completely ridiculous. Anyway, let's get to some calls. Since we have a few calls are piling up, let's get to them. Then I'll get into the whole Ron Paul thing after the callers. So let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air. Hello, Henry. Did we lose Henry? Guess we lost Henry. All right. Well, let me just cover this Ron Paul stuff first, and then we'll get to the rest of the call since Henry's MIA. Basically, the way I see this shaping up is like this. All right. As I was saying in the first segment, Rudy Giuliani, it looks like he's going to drop out shortly, according to a report that was posted on the Drudge Report. And you could tell just from his speech. I saw part of his speech that they aired before I came on the radio, and it sounded like that he knew that was the end of the road for him. So I think what we're going to see here is probably in the next week or so, you're going to see Rudy Giuliani drop out, and you're going to see him put his support behind John McCain. The establishment is clearly getting behind John McCain. Henry Kissinger endorsed John McCain. You have all these governors, you have all these newspapers. You have the establishment getting behind him because he will be a viable loser to Hillary Clinton and maybe even Barack Obama. Because what I see kind of happening on the Democrat side is that I think some of the establishment is not 100% convinced that they should go with Hillary Clinton. And you're seeing people like Brzezinski get behind Barack Obama. So I think there's a little bit of a conflict going on there. But I think there's pretty much an 80 to 90% chance that Hillary Clinton will be the Democrat nominee. And you see how they're getting behind John McCain. And, of course, these electronic voting machines, you know, you look at the results, and they just look like they come from a computer algorithm. They don't even look real. Okay, we saw this in South Carolina. I mean, the fact that Ron Paul got 3% of the vote, you know, maybe I'm just underestimating what's going on here with everything. But I seriously thought that Ron Paul should have gotten much more support in Florida. And I figured that he had a chance to at least challenge for third place, challenge Rudy and Mike Huckabee. But clearly I was mistaken. But, of course, I don't even know if that's based off of any sort of reality, considering the fact that we have these electronic voting machines in place. And that's really the key. When you have these electronic voting machines in place, you just don't know what's going on because of all the fraud and all the security problems that go along with it. I mean, Bev Harris has been writing up all this stuff on our website, blackboxvoting.org, about the hard New Hampshire recount procedures. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. So we'll have to see what happens, but it looks like Ron Paul is going to stay into this whole thing until the end, which is good. I just hope they can remain participating in the debates because they're going to try to sell this race as a race between Mitt Romney and John McCain with the establishment throwing most of their support behind John McCain. So we'll have to see what happens. Boy, let's get back to the phone calls. We have Lester in Ohio. Lester, you're on the air.
Yeah, I you know, I'm kind of an old folks, you know, I'm kind of old. But I wondered whatever happened to carbon copies.
Carbon copies.
You used to take and write a receipt. You know,
there'd be a
carbon copy, or, you know, you'd get a copy, and there was usually, like three carbon copies, you know, one for the state, one for the business, one for you, right?
Right,
now,
right.
Now, when it comes to voting, what's wrong with having carbon copies?
You raise a really good point. And that's why I believe these electronic voting machines are specifically designed for
fraud. Let's say you have a carbon copy for you vote for, and you have a carbon copy for the township for what you voted for, and you have a carbon copy for the township for what you voted for, you have a carbon copy for the state for what you voted for, and then you have a carbon copy if it's a federal election for the federal, you know. That way it can all be traced, and there's copies, there's a trail, a carbon copy trail of all the, you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You see the fact that Diebold, they have all these ATM machines. Well, whenever you have a transaction with the ATM machine, you get a receipt back. So how difficult would it be to integrate that technology into the voting machines? That's why these things were designed for fraud.
Well, yeah, but we should have more than one carbon copy.
Sure, absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
It should be on the precinct level. It should be on the county level. It should be on the state level, and it should be on the federal level. If it's a federal, you know, everybody involved should get a copy of the ballot.
I totally agree. I have to move on, but I appreciate the call.
No, why are you moving on so quick?
Well, we got our callers, Lester.
Well, yeah, but you know, this is a nation I'm trying to save, not just a county or a precinct or a. Now, is this?
Well,
I mean,
Lester, I understand.
I
is there anything else you want to add before
stupid.
I let you go?
People I talk to don't think I'm stupid.
Nobody's saying you're stupid, Lester.
Well, this is what you know. I talk to people in my community. Okay. Now this is supposed to be a grassroots movement. Now, if for some reason you think that you're more intelligent than us down here that live in the rural areas of America.
All right,
I
appreciate
know,
the call. That's enough. Cut him off. We have to move on. You know what, Lester? Nobody's saying you're stupid, okay? You know, we have our calls. We have lots of news to get into. I only have 1 hour to get into all of it. And I totally agree with what you're saying. So I don't understand the hostility. Let's go on to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on the air.
Hey. I agree with Lester, too. He copped that attitude. I guess I'm from South Carolina. And, you know, in our Constitution, it states that, you know, there's supposed to be a public accounting, and these machines just totally do away with that. I don't understand. You know, I guess it's just like the national Constitution. Nobody really is educated on it.
One of the things that's going on with these machines is that, you know, you see these machines, and the votes are tabulated in secret. You know, I mean, there's no transparency with the machines. So, I mean, that's one of the huge problems. And,
exactly.
And of course, the lack of a receipt is another thing. But, I mean, these things just complicate matters completely. I just prefer to see paper ballots.
Just printing it out like that still doesn't tell you what's going on. And if we can't get the grassroots together enough, like you say, to get the vote verified privately, or, you know, by consumers, us. I don't like the word consumer, you know, that's just, it's a pretty scary thing, isn't it?
That sure is. I mean, when I go vote, I consider myself a customer, you know. I vote, and I'd like to see proof of what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, the fact that I don't get, like, a receipt or anything with these electronic voting machines, I just think is completely ridiculous.
I just need to challenge somebody. If anybody there in South Carolina has got the gonads to challenge this situation in our state, if you're listening there, somebody, you know, a little more versed in, you know, I'm pretty intelligent, you know, but I'm not intelligent in that manner. And somehow, you know, each people in the state need to see if that is the rule in your Constitution. And somebody needs to take it to court or something. You know, I'm just
absolutely not... Robert, I totally agree. We're up against a break, but
I appreciate
the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're up against a break. But yeah, this whole thing with electronic voting machines is just crazy. But we have more news information to cover, so stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back to the show, and we've got a lot of our news to get into, but just real quick, I just want to reiterate, look, I mean, I only have a show that lasts an hour, okay, and it's very difficult to squeeze callers in and cover all this news, so I do the best I can, all right, but the fact of the matter is there's so much news and information I have to get to. I can't just let people stay on the air for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just talking about whatever they want to. And it's my show. So, if you don't like that, I'm sorry. But, that's just the way it is. We're constrained by time. And we have advertisers. We have to keep this network going. That's just the way it is. All right? So, I appreciate everybody who calls in. But, there's a limit. All right? I just want to reiterate that in case anybody thought I was being rude or whatever. But, I do the best I can here. But anyway, let's get into some news. Okay? Because, we got a lot of it and we have to cover it. And that's really the purpose of this show. All right, it's to cover news, it's to cover information. And secondary, I like to listen to what other people have to say. But we just have a limited amount of time. All right, so let's go on cover some news. All right, we already covered the Florida primary results. Actually, let me give you a quick update as to what's going on with the Florida primary results. Quick update. We now have 79% of the precincts in. And, of course, there's no change. On the Republican side of it, McCain, he's ahead with 35%, followed by Mitt Romney with 30%, Rudy Giuliani with 14%, he's likely going to drop out, Mike Huckabee with 13%, Ron Paul with 3%. On the Democrat side of it, they also have 79% of the precincts in. You have Hillary Clinton with 49%, you have Barack Obama with 32%, John Edwards with 14%, and you have Other with 3%. So that's what's going on there in the Florida primary. So it looks like John McCain, the establishment is getting behind him. Rudy is probably going to endorse him, according to a few reports that are surfacing out there. That's not official, but that looks to be the direction that's going in. So we'll have to see how this whole thing plays out. So I expect a little better performance by Ron Paul, but that obviously didn't happen. And I just think it's a combination of the electronic voting machines, the media blackout of his campaign, and a number of other things. You know, it's just a combination of things that are going against him. And it's just unfortunate because he is really the only person that's running for president that understands what the problems are and what we need to do in order to fix them. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame that we're seeing these results the way they are. And, you know, I just wish the campaign has been a little more successful. But, you know, we have had some successes. The Louisiana caucuses, very good for Ron Paul. The Nevada caucuses, very good for Ron Paul. It sounds like he's going to do well in Maine. So going on forward, hopefully he'll do well in Maine, and hopefully we'll have a pretty decent showing in Super Tuesday. And for me, it's just about getting the message out about liberty, about freedom, about the Constitution. That's really the important thing at this point. So let's see how this whole thing unfolds. All right, let's see here. Let me just get into some news before the break. I mean, I've got so much stuff to get into besides the election stuff. Let's go over some economic news. Home foreclosure rate up 79%. And this one's from the Associated Press. The number of U.S. homes that slipped into some stage of foreclosure in 2007 was 79% higher than in the previous year, a real estate tracking company said Tuesday. Many homeowners started to fall behind on mortgage payments in the last 3 months, setting the stage for more foreclosures this year. About 1.3 million homes received foreclosure-related warnings last year, up from 717,522 in 2006, Irvine-based Reality Track Incorporated said. Foreclosure filings rose 75% from the previous year to 2.2 million. And, you know, the housing market is just unraveling, all by design. This was all initiated by the central banks. They're consolidating wealth amongst a few different financial institutions. You saw the buyout of Countrywide Financial by Bank of America. They're trying to consolidate wealth and centralize it. And they're trying to destroy the middle class in the process. And this is the plan. It's all part of the plan to have a global economy. And in a global economy, like the ones these people are trying to engineer, you can't have a strong first world nation that can stand up to the global government that runs the global economy. You can't have that. So that's why they're setting up these NGOs. That's why they're setting up these regional super states. You have the European Union. Now you're seeing a push towards a North American Union. In the State of the Union speech, George Bush yesterday, he talked about how they're going to have the North America summit in New Orleans and how wonderful it's going to be. I mean, those summits, at least so far, they've been conducted in secret. There's been no transparency behind them. And that's because they're doing things that if the public actually knew about, the public would go crazy. So they're trying to keep it as secret as possible, despite the fact there's all sorts of documentation on a North American Union. They just call anybody who talks about it a conspiracy theorist, despite the fact that they're doing all this stuff in secret. There's documentation. You have government websites that talk about these continental superhighways and everything else they're trying to form. It's absolutely insane. But anyway, we're up against a break. I'm told we have Henry back, so we'll get to Henry's call on the other side. Plus, we got lots more news to get into from the economy and all sorts of our stuff. So we'll get into that on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back to the show, and let's go right to the calls. I believe we have Henry still holding, so Henry, you're on the air. Hello, Henry. Did we lose Henry again?
Hello, there you go. Okay, I heard the thing go. Okay, hello, I'm here. Yeah,
how you doing, right. Henry?
Yes, I like what you said earlier when you mentioned about those voting machines, and you said that got to take those things. What is it? You said it's use them as target practice, and I forgot what else you said before that. What they should use those voting machines for?
Yeah, I basically said, well, we can put them in a dumpster, or we can use them for target practice. Let the military use it as target practice.
Yeah, right. Or set them on fire or something. Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, just as long as we don't use them in our electoral process, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I agree with you. What about all right? Let's see. Now you're not New Hampshire. You're Maine, right?
No, I'm New Hampshire.
Oh, you're New Hampshire. Okay. Does Maine or New Hampshire have a receipt voting thing like Rhode Island or Connecticut does?
I can't comment on Maine, but the system up here in New Hampshire, you basically had 20% of the towns use paper ballots, and then you had 80% use the scan machine. So you at least had a paper trail with the ballots. So, you know, it wasn't a strictly pure electronic voting machine. So there was a paper trail involved, but I don't get a receipt, so You know, you
Well, I think over here I'll find out on next Tuesday, because Ron Paul and them are coming over here. You know, not coming here. I don't think they're going to be good if they. It'd be good if Ron Paul were to come over here this Friday or day after tomorrow. That'd be good. But I don't think any of them are. But the voting for us, Connecticut voting is going to be February 5th. So I'm this phone's bad. Okay, so I'm hoping that you know, I went through the trouble of changing my party affiliation because I didn't have any party affiliation at all, like a lot of young people. So I'm registered Republican now. I may change it back after Ron Paul's situation with him is over. But I went through the trouble. Not that was a lot of trouble. That was easy. So hopefully, maybe he may take Connecticut or come in Connecticut or even Rhode Island. I don't know. He didn't get to Maine yet, so we don't know. He might take Maine. But it seems to me that he's not like third, fourth place. He's really running like second place, most likely, in most cases. We still don't know about Pennsylvania and a lot of college, you know, that's a big college state, you know, even though it's more middle class or lower income, but it's still more of like a big college place. And there's a lot of Ron Paul signs all around there, all over Pennsylvania. So let's see if he gets first place over there. I don't know. But I will make arrangements for me to vote on Friday, and next Tuesday on the 5th, and I'll let you know whether I have a receipt, whether, you know, what. Because if it works, if it seems safe, maybe everybody else should adapt it.
Absolutely, and yeah, please do. Please let us know what happened.
Yeah,
and yeah, I get some more news, but is there anything else that's on your mind?
No, that's it. You can move on and take another call. You have a great show, and that's it.
All right, thanks, Henry. I appreciate the call.
Take care.
And yeah, we'll have to see what happens with all the upcoming primaries and caucuses. Of course, we've got Super Tuesday coming up. It's going to be a ton of elections that day, different state elections for these primaries and caucuses. Should be very exciting. But anyway, let's dive right into some news. We have so much to cover. I mean, this is how fast time goes by. I mean, we only have 20 minutes left in the show, so we have to get to this news. Very important stuff. Let me just start going right down the list. All right, we already went over the home foreclosure news. You know, home foreclosure rate up 79% from the Associated Press. You know, I mean, this stuff is just unraveling at the seams. And the Federal Reserve is going to cut interest rates again, which is going to send the dollar further into a tailspin. It's going to get far, far worse. So, you know, with the falling dollar as well as the sagging housing market, this is just a formula meant to squeeze and destroy the middle class. You know, I mean, these are very smart people that are engineering this stuff. I mean, they didn't get to the positions that they are in by being dumb. All right, as evil and as cunning as these people are, they're not stupid. And that's why they're in control. And that's why they're going after the economy, because they know that they can just destroy the middle class by pulling all this funny business. It's just unbelievable. But let's get into some of these other stories. I'm up on my website, roguemert.com. Ron Paul actually issued a statement on this economic stimulus package that's coming out, and I 100% agree that we need to have more aggressive tax cuts. I mean, we need some substantial tax cuts. We need to reduce spending. We need an honest monetary system, and Ron Paul gets into all of that, and that's really what this boils down to. And anyway, don't get me wrong. I'll take the rebate check. I'll take whatever money the government is going to give me back that they stole from me. But it doesn't address the system as a whole, and that's really where the problem is. It's the system. It is not just some minor thing that can be changed. You have to revamp the system and restore it back to something that is much more honest than it is right now. I mean, this system is entirely dishonest. You have these price fixers at the Federal Reserve that just create the money out of thin air. They fix the price of money, and that's why things are so screwed up. It really isn't a very difficult thing to figure out. So I agree we need aggressive tax cuts, preferably a complete elimination of the IRS and the income tax. You need honest money, and you need major, major cuts in spending, especially overseas. Otherwise, this country is pretty much doomed. So a very good article from Congressman Ron Paul, and it's reposted up on my website if you'd like to take a look at it. Let me see here. This also ties in with the economy. Department of Defense wants $70 billion more for wars. And this one's from the Associated Press. The White House will ask Congress next week for another $70 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, an amount that would help cover operational costs only until next year when the next administration takes over. Yep, so we're going to be over in Iraq and Afghanistan for quite some time. Again, it's the Democrats and the Republicans. Neither of these two factions want to end our quest for global domination. I mean, they're all one and the same. And the State of the Disunion speech that took place yesterday, you basically had Bush getting up there, and you have the Republicans and the Democrats, and they're acting like, oh, there's division, and they're divided on certain issues. And they're not divided on all the major stuff. The major stuff, they are 100% behind. But then they have these faked and staged fights between one another, saying that, oh, well, the Republicans are to be blamed for this. And then the Republicans say, well, no, the Democrats are to be blamed for this. And they fight over issues of no significance. And occasionally they'll have a major issue, they'll actually stage a fight over, just so they can maintain some credibility. But you look at all the bad stuff. You look at the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, you look at the funding for the war, and these people on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, in these two factions of this global crime syndicate, these people are fully behind all these initiatives. Again, it's the global crime syndicate that has taken over our government, and they have just set up two factions that they have infiltrated. And yeah, at one point in time, way back when, sure, there were legitimate differences between the two parties, but that was a long time ago. And now what you see here is you have two political parties that the media says are different but really aren't. So you're going to see more of this, and they're just going to keep spending money on this war. You know, $70 billion more for these wars. I mean, it's throwing money right down the rat hole, especially when we need all the money here to fix infrastructure, to fix the VA system. The VA system is broken. It's an absolute disgrace. And you have John McCain saying that, oh, you get this card. You have this card, and you'll be able to get whatever care you want, and how he cares about the veterans and all this other stuff. Well, you know, I haven't heard much from him on this whole issue while he's been a senator. And that guy's got so much dirt on him. It's absolutely sick. The Keating 5 scandal and all this other stuff, not enough time to get into. But the McCain-Feingold bill, his support for amnesty for illegals. I mean, this guy is the furthest thing from a conservative, and yet the Republican Party is getting behind him. That should tell you one thing. You know, they're getting behind him because he'll be a good loser to Hillary Clinton. You know, just like what they did with Dole when they ran him up against Bill Clinton, back in the 1990s. It's the same thing. No difference. But let's move on. I have this other crazy article here. A man was tasered for riding his bike without proper lighting. This one's from the Associated Press also. And this takes... Where is this? This took place in Hamilton City, California. It reads as follows. A Glenn County Sheriff's deputy shot a man with a taser gun for allegedly riding his bike at night without proper lighting. According to a sheriff's spokesman, the bicyclist ignored warnings from the deputy who had used the stun gun, then fled on foot. One probe struck the bicyclist, Omar Rivera, 39, but he did not receive a shock. After being checked out at a hospital, Rivera was held in the county jail on suspicion of resisting arrest, riding a bicycle without proper lighting, riding under the influence of alcohol, and using false citizenship government documents. The sheriff's spokesman said the deputy's decision to use the taser was proper. I don't know. I mean, well, what did they do when they didn't taser people? You know, yeah, maybe this guy was being disruptive or whatever, but it seems fairly silly to taser somebody who is running away from you. And for what? For riding a bike without proper lighting? Okay, yeah, maybe he was drunk under the influence of alcohol or something while he's driving riding his bike. But I mean, give me a break. I don't think this actually warrants the use of a taser on this particular individual. I mean, I just don't know. I think the use of tasers really needs to be reevaluated on a grand scale in this nation, because they're basically like human cattle prods. You know? And yeah, maybe he didn't receive a shock, but what really horrifies me about this whole thing is the fact that we see literally like three or four of these incidents take place every week, and usually every so often I cover one of these because it's so ridiculous. I mean, you got people tasering motorists who just got a speeding ticket. I mean, there's video of that out there on YouTube. I mean, the motorist is walking away from the police officer, and, he's defying my orders. I have to taser him. And this is the 21st century police state that you're seeing. And this is just a microcosm of it, so I thought that was worth covering. Well, let's move on. Northern Command says satellite could hit the United States. This is also from the Associated Press. And it reads as follows. The U.S. military is developing contingency plans to deal with the possibility that a large spy satellite expected to fall to Earth in late February or early March could hit North America. You see how they're using the lexicon? It's not the United States. It's North America. See, it's just a conditioning to get you used to the coming North American community or the coming North American Union. And you'll see that with some of these big corporations referring to North America, not the United States. They just call it North America. Oh, we have North American operations. We don't have U.S. operations. It's North American operations. But anyway, that's a side issue. Moving on, Air Force General Gene Renard, who heads U.S. Northern Command, told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the size of the satellite suggests that some number of pieces will not burn up as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere and will hit the ground. And basically what you have here is that the title is really scary. You have this scary title that all this spy satellite is going to hit the United States, and it's awful. Now, you also see all of this information being put out about UFOs, about unidentified flying objects. You're seeing the propaganda being put out there in the mass media complex, and there's a reason for that. The reason they're putting out all this propaganda about UFOs and space aliens and all this other weird stuff is because the war on terror is failing. The attempts to scare people with global warming is also failing. So as these two paradigms fail, they have to come up with something else, something more fantastic. And that is going to be either an asteroid hitting the Earth, and they've already actually started mentioning about an asteroid. They said, oh, there's a spy satellite, there's also an asteroid that might come and wipe us all out. And they're running specials on TV talking about how an asteroid killed all the dinosaurs and how that we can suffer the same fate. It's all propaganda designed to scare us. To scare us on some threat from beyond, from the heavens. So as these two paradigms fail, they may be forced to bring forth an additional paradigm, and that might be a false flag alien attack or the existence of UFOs, and it will all be staged based upon advanced military technology that DARPA is creating and all this other stuff that they keep behind closed doors, like all the stuff you see floating around Area 51. So that looks to be the paradigm that they're trying to at least introduce to people, to socially engineer them to what might happen in the future. So this whole thing with the satellite falling down and crashing to the United States or North America, it's just propaganda designed to scare us that something from the sky is going to come down and get us. You know, that's why they're making a big deal out of this. I don't really think this is really any major, major threat to us, but they hype up these threats and they blow them out of proportion to scare us. And that's how they get their control, through fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. You only live once, you know? I mean, you're actually never truly free unless you got nothing to lose. That's the way I see it. And I'll tell you what, I'm getting closer and closer to that point where I just don't care anymore. Because why do I want to live in a society that has this 21st century police state with Darth Vader police running around tasering people? You have free speech zones set up, checkpoints. I mean, it's a nightmare. So you really have nothing to lose if you are living in absolute tyranny and despotism. And that's the direction that we're going in. And the closer we get to that point, the less I feel like I have to lose. And I think more and more people are starting to feel the same way. Some other news, let's see here. The House passed their garbage economic stimulus package. I've talked about that several times. This is a USA Today report that I have on my website. It says here, the U.S. House overwhelmingly approved $146 billion in income tax rebates and business tax breaks Tuesday to give the economy a quick jolt. But the Senate planned a different approach later this week that will delay final action. And They voted 385-35 to vote in favor of this thing. And, hey, you know what? I'll take any money I can get from the government, but suffice to say, this is not going to resolve the problem. It's just meant to serve as something that they put out there to make people believe that they have a plan and a solution to solve it when the real problem is the system. And I already went over that earlier in the show. Smart news, thousands of kids' DNA have been put into a police database. That's an article from the Herald over in the United Kingdom. And it says here, the DNA of thousands of children is already being kept on Scotland's national database, the Herald can reveal. New figures show the DNA of 4,709 teenagers aged 16 and younger is held on the system. That's simply unbelievable. Simply amazing. They're putting kids' DNA into these databases. They're setting up this biometric control grid. It's a nightmare. We're up against a break. Last segment coming up here on the show. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, welcome back to the show. Last segment here. And before we finish up covering some of this news, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, HempUSA.org. They're suppliers of fine hemp products. They got hemp seeds. They got all this wonderful stuff there. So I strongly encourage you to check them out. I actually got some hemp seeds coming my way, and I can't wait to try them out. Heard lots of good things about their products. So, again, the website is hempusa.org, and you can reach them at the phone number 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. hempusa.org. Now, we got about 3 to 4 minutes left, so let's just cover these last few news stories I wanted to get into. Of course, on the other side before the break, we were talking about this news story about how thousands of kids' DNA are being put into a police database over in the United Kingdom. It sounds crazy, but it's happening. And they're going to be doing the same thing over here. All this stuff that you see over in the United Kingdom, it is coming here. You had Michael Bloomberg look at the closed-circuit TV grid they have over there. And he thinks it's a great idea. He's going to try to implement over in New York City. And all these major cities are going to be these highly surveilled, these surveillance society grids that have all these cameras all over the place and police running around. It's going to be a nightmare. Got a little tongue twisted there. Excuse me. But what they want to do is they want to herd us into all these compact cities. They have cameras everywhere. You have militarized police running around, keep everybody in order. And that's going to be what the future holds for us if we don't reverse this trend. They're trying to get people to leave the countryside and get herded into these compact cities. And that's part of the whole biodiversity program and all this other stuff that they're putting into place. It's very, very evil. But let's go on to some other news. Only a couple minutes left. U.S. defers sensitive AFRICOM decision. And this one's from Reuters. A year after President George W. Bush approved its creation, the U.S. Military Command for Africa is finding its feet, but has quietly dropped talk of basing itself on the African continent. Largely carved out of U.S. European Command, based in Stuttgart, Germany, the new Africa Command, AFRICOM, will stay there for now as its leaders try to switch the debate from the controversial headquarters issue and onto the added value it aims to bring to Africa. I mean, what added value is this military police force going to bring to Africa? It's not going to bring any added value to Africa. It's going to make things worse. It's going to make Africa part of this whole New World Order system and under the military control of the New World Order. There's nothing positive about this. There's no added value to anybody who's living in Africa. It's a joke. Here's another one. Sex offender email registry proposed. This one's from InformationWeek.com. New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday announced new state legislation to protect underage internet users. So they got this huge sex offender email registry they want to set up. It's a complete joke. And yeah, all right, yeah, you want to protect the kids, but they provide these phony solutions that further add to the bureaucracy that doesn't work in the first place. So this isn't going to do anything to help stop child predators. Sorry, just not. Some of our news. Bush says U.S. will confront Iran if necessary. That's from YNetNews.com. And that goes into what he was saying on yesterday's speech. More warmongering with Iran. And, lots of our news stories I didn't even get into. Half of Central Bank's gold possibly gone. That's a World Net Daily article I didn't have a chance to get into. But check out my website, RogueGovernment.com. It's all up there. But I'm just out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take it easy.